This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Star campaigners of NDA, Mahagathbandhan and other parties have intensified their poll campaign for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections. Senior leaders of both alliances have intensified verbal attacks on issues such as law and order, unemployment and Bihar's development. BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah continued campaigning for NDA candidates for the second consecutive day, with leaders of the alliance's constituent parties also joining rallies. On the other hand, Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate, Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, and Vikasheel Insan Party chief, Mukesh Saini, addressed rallies across multiple assembly constituencies, ramping up efforts ahead of the first phase of polling. More from our correspondent.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed public meetings in Khagadia, Munger and Nalanda, where he sharply criticized the Rashtriya Janata Dal and Congress. Mr. Shah said that the NDA has set Bihar on the path of development. Bihar has been freed from crime, Jungle Raj and massacres. He claimed that the double engine government with the Modi government at the center and the Nitish government in the state has helped Bihar to overcome Naxalism. Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, while addressing a rally in Dumrao in Buxar, said his government has improved the state's education and healthcare system. He added that communal harmony has strengthened during his tenure. Meanwhile, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav addressed rallies in Alauli and Gogri in Khagaria and Sahapur in Bhojpur district. He accused Nitish Kumar's government of failing on all fronts. Leaders and star campaigners from other parties, including Prasant Kishore, founder of the Jan Suraj Party, Tej Pratap Yadav of the Jan Shakti Janata Dal, and leaders of left parties also addressed public meetings today. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India is on its way to becoming self-reliant in mobile manufacturing. Speaking to reporters in New Delhi, the minister said within 2 years, the country will achieve complete domestic production of mobile phone components. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav also holds the portfolio of the railways, told reporters that around 1.5 crore passengers have travelled by train so far in this festive season. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 127th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be streamed live on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News and the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The depression over the southeast Bay of Bengal is likely to intensify into a deep depression tomorrow. The depression is currently centered about 950 km east-southeast of Chennai in Tamil Nadu and 960 km southeast of Visakhapatnam and 970 km southeast of Kakinada in Andhra Pradesh. Meteorological officials have warned that the system is expected to move northwestwards and strengthen into a severe cyclonic storm by Tuesday morning. It is likely to make landfall along the Andhra Pradesh coast between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam near Kakinada during the evening or night of Tuesday. Meanwhile, Cabinet Secretary Dr. T.V. Somanathan today chaired a meeting of National Crisis Management Committee to review preparedness for the impending cyclone. The four-day-long festival of Chhath Puja began today in different parts of the country with the ritual of Nahai Khai. The festival honours the sun god and celebrates the values of nature and cleanliness. On the first day of the festival today, devotees took a holy dip and consumed simple meal of arwa rice, chana dal and green vegetable gourd in the form of prasad. Tomorrow, the ritual of Karna will be performed. The festival will culminate on Tuesday morning after paying oblation to the rising sun. In men's cricket, India avoided a clean sweep of the three-match series by host Australia with a comfortable 9-wicket win in the final ODI in Sydney today. Chasing a target of 237 runs, India overhauled the score for the loss of just 1 wicket in 38.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.